Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston Mayor Thomas Menino has had a change of heart on a key education issue. After years of opposing charter schools, Menino is now embracing the idea of city-run charter schools that would be exempt from any teachers' union restrictions. And the flip has, not unexpectedly, sparked controversy. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports.
His plan is short on details, but with low graduation rates and half of Boston public schools considered underperforming, Mayor Menino admits it's time to try something new.
Although we've made tremendous gains in the Boston public schools, I'm frustrated with the pace of our progress, especially our low-performing schools. I am not alone.
Menino told a group of business leaders yesterday that he's going to ask state lawmakers for the authority to bypass some union restrictions when trying to fix failing schools.
Our schools need greater flexibility. Flexibility in hiring, budgeting, and staffing. Flexibility in the way teachers collaborate. And flexibility in the hours kids are in school.
To get that type of flexibility, the district created pilot schools. But it can only open a pilot school with union approval. What the mayor is proposing now wouldn't need any union buy-in. If he can't win state house approval for that idea, Menino says he's willing to do something else.
I am prepared to support another way forward. I will call for lifting the cap on charter schools.
I am glad that he is finally embracing charter schools after all these years, but I think he may be 16 years too late.
City councilor and mayoral candidate Michael Flaherty proposed lifting the cap on charter schools on Monday, a move that many people speculate prompted Menino's about-face. The mayor has opposed charter schools during his four terms in office because they siphon money from cities and towns and often only educate certain children. Still, many of Boston's charter schools have long wait lists. The president of the Boston Teachers Union isn't taking a position yet, saying he wants to see more details first. Some of the biggest advocates for charters say Menino's new position comes at the right time to take advantage of federal stimulus money aimed at innovation in districts with thriving charter school movements. Mark Kennan is the executive director of the Massachusetts Charter Public School Association. He says Menino should skip this middle step and go straight for charter schools.
We're worried that this process will lead to mediocrity in these schools instead of the high-quality charter schools that are already existing in Boston.
Studies are mixed on the results of charter schools, but one recent Harvard study showed Boston's charter schools outperform traditional schools in Boston when it comes to test scores and college attendance. The same study showed that Boston's pilot schools, in some cases, weren't performing as well as traditional schools. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.